Okay, YTMND, I'm going to talk to you about that new tower that they just opened in Dubai. Now, first I'm just going to give you a little history about Dubai. I believe it is the largest city in the United Arab Emirates. And the original name of the tower was going to be called, like, Burj. I think it was going to be called, like, Burj Dubai or something. But instead, today, they changed the name to Burj Khalifa. And this guy named Khalifa or whatever is the leader of the neighboring city Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the United Arab Emirates. And apparently they must have like given them here, let's see, this article. Abu Dhabi has pumped billions of dollars in bailout funds into the emirate as it struggles to pay its debts. So it was kind of a tribute to that leader. Oh yeah, here's his name. Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nuyan, the leader of Abu Dhabi. Now just some facts about this tower. It's the tallest structure in the world right now. It's got 2,717 feet tall. And they have a picture of it on here, fireworks shooting out of it. Apparently this happened today. Opening ceremony on Monday, yep. But yeah, it's the tallest structure ever. And here's some interesting fact that I just found out today. Apparently, before this building, the tallest structure in the world was a television mast right here in North Dakota. In Trail County, which is north of Cass County, where Fargo is. But it was in this, it's near this small town called Blanchard. And here I'm going to go to Wikipedia and read you about it, read some stuff about it. Let's see here, search Wikipedia. Here I'll just look up Blanchard, North Dakota. Yep, it's this little tiny, oh yeah, it's the KVLY TV mast that used to be the tallest standing structure in the world. Well, this is the third tallest structure ever built after the Burj Khalifa, the Dubai Tower, and the Warsaw Radio Mast in Poland, which collapsed in 1991. So technically that tower in Poland doesn't count because they built it horribly and it collapsed, so screw them. This is still the tallest tower ever before the building in Dubai. But yeah, that Dubai building, and that's crazy. Now, another interesting fact I learned today is that the Sears Tower was renamed the Willis Tower this past summer. How many of you knew that? Well, I mean, if you did, make it a YTM and do where you say you did. And, yeah, I'm just kind of playing with the microphone today because in a week I'll be back at my regular computer, which has the shitty microphone that doesn't work very well, so I'm just going to make a bunch of microphone YTMNDs this week. What else can I say about this Burj Khalifa tower? God, the cost of it was $1.5 billion. Groundbreaking took place on September 21st, 2004, so it took about 6 years to build it, 6 years to build the thing. It's twice the size of the Empire State Building, which I don't know how the hell that's possible. And it's said that it's supposed to withstand impact of an airplane, which the World Trade Center was unable to. Kind of find that hard to believe, but that's what they say. Let's see. Has the most floors, yeah. But anyway, I hope you like this little history lesson. I mean, the more you know. Am I right?